The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
We are now poised to chat with our guest, Walter Stewart, president of the NPTA, that's the National Parent Teachers Association. We'll be talking 2025 CSEC and CAPE results. As you mentioned, Monday, I came in and I took the 7 o'clock hour to really congratulate those students, those young children, those young brilliant minds that came out and actually attempted CSEC. In my humble opinion, Durbasa says something different. You had to do the exam, you had to get the results. I started off to first congratulate the students for getting to the schools, in the classroom, and doing the exam. For attempting the exam. Good. I am proud of you for that. Whether you score well or you didn't, you tried. And it's better to try and fail than fail to try. So I am very happy that you was able to do it. I will confess something on national radio this morning. But before I do that, let me say good morning to Mr. Walter Stewart. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Davey, and good morning to your listenership. And I'm very happy to be here again. NPTA speaks today.
Yes. Yeah. I feel I'll confess that when we're not recording, yes. But I don't want to get nobody no ideas.
I know.
But the thing about it is, let's talk CSEC and CAPE 2025, yeah. You know, and while we congratulate all, I want to ask you the first question this morning. What are some of the misconceptions people have when it comes to CAPE and CSEC?
And again, good morning. And let me join you in congratulating heartily our students of the 2025 cohort who attempted, you are correct, and of course sat the examinations mm-hmm. May, June 2025. Some of the misconceptions that we have with regards to the CSEC CAPE exam is that sometimes it might not be credible for some reason or the other. Mm-hmm. Because we know that we have the SBA component, especially at the CSEC level, and the SBA component is usually done at home. So that there's always that issue where people may think that the parental support and help that you get from home does not reflect truly the capacity of the student. And I mean, you know, that is a misconception. And even if it is, we want to ensure that the students themselves do the SBA. And of course, they get the grade that they are supposed to get based upon the effort that they have done towards this particular exercise.
Something you mentioned about parent at home support for the grade. Just elaborate on that.
All right. So the SBAs are a critical component of the results of the exams. Part mm-hmm. of your markings is dependent on what you contribute in the SBA.
And just to tell persons, the SBA is the school-based assessment.
Right. Correct, yes. My apologies. School-based assessment. Right. So that this exercise is being done at home and is graded and it comes to the teacher for grading. People are prone to thinking that because it is being done at home, a lot of the input is as a result of the parents' help and support. So, of course, if at all that is, we want the results to reflect the effort of the student. And we are encouraging our parents, let the student do the SBA. And so that we can see the true worth and discipline of the student.
I think that might be very difficult. Mm-hmm. Because if you, and are going back to, before you reach SBA, are going back to the primary levels, where I remember I felt like I was a student again. And my child had a project to build a three-dimensional craft, something right. for school yeah. in the arts department. Mm-hmm. And we decided to use recyclables,
right.
so like plastic bottles and corks and these things. And we yeah. built a model plane. I used a 2-liter
right.
with cardboard and stuff. Right. And we made a little plane.
Right.
But my child was 7, 8 years. How am I allowing him to use a box knife.
Right. But that's the difference. The SBA is based upon a particular curriculum and the student would have gone through the curriculum already leading up to the SBA.
Okay.
I mean, your child is different because, I mean, you are not
at that point, yes.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So when it comes to the SBA, the SBA consists of what? Can you give some examples as to what this school-based assessment, the topic or the theme, what is it really?
Well, similar to what you said there with your son, it gives you an idea in a practical form of what the theoretical issue is based on for the particular subject. All right? Mm-hmm. So you bring to bear the practical aspect of what you have done theoretically.
So basically, SBAs are if in some subjects done like a thesis.
Yes, in effect, it is. Yeah, it is. It can be considered, yes, like a thesis in some instances. Yeah.
Right. So this is a handwritten or typed up something.
Yes, exactly.
Whether it be researched on a topic
correct.
And you have to be able to pull where you got your research from.
That's correct, yeah. And give credence to that as well, yeah.
To show why you are saying this and who said it, and and that calls for research.
Oh, most definitely.
But are you encouraging parents to not help at all?
No, we are saying that your help should be a minimal level. So that, as I say, you must reflect the competency of the student.
Now, let me ask you about this. If you correct, some vehicles have a large trunk space. All right. There was a talk on Monday when I was congratulating. People were sending me messages, and they were saying that my son did 7 subjects. He got 5 distinctions, and all ones with distinct. He get a grade 1 with distinction. Can you shed some clarification on that?
Well,
is this still a distinction? What is the distinction?
Well, what I know comes out, and I'm talking about CSEC in particular, what I know comes out is your grading. And of course, 1 to 3 at the CSEC level is acceptable, even for employment. So, and there's what is called a profile as well, added to the ultimate result or the grade. There's a profile which gives you a, what have you done, or how you have done, and they grade you there accordingly as well. People are thinking that that is also, well, you know, could be considered, if they are all A's, could be considered a distinction. So you get a profile and you get a grade, and they are all at the high level. That is commendable.
Which one is alphabetical and which one is numerical?
Right, so the profile is the alphabetical.
What is a profile? What is the profile?
Okay, the profile example of a student who did extremely well just recently. Let me just pull it up here, if you could just give me 1 second. The student got grade 1s in all the subjects, which was fantastic. And the profile says that... 1 second. The profile said, in conceptual knowledge, this is the child's additional maths general. In conceptual knowledge, he got an A. In algorithmic knowledge, he also got an A. And in reasoning, he got an A. And of course, naturally, that is credited with a 1, a passing 1 at the CSEC level. So as I said, there is the grading, and of course, there is the profile grades as well. And A was attributed to this particular student.
Let me ask you a question. In my time, I don't want to say when, because people will guess my age, but...
London and GCE.
Yeah, it was CXC.
Oh, CXC, okay.
First of all, let's identify, before I say what I'm going to say, right. What is CXC, what is CSEC, what is CAPE? What is the difference with these things?
All right, good. So CSEC is the governing body, which of course the head office is based in Barbados. Caribbean Examination Council. Caribbean Secondary Entrance Examination is CSEC, and CAPE of course would be the A-level aspect of it.
So all CAPE right? is A-level aspects.
Exactly, and there are two units, Unit 1 and Unit 2.
Which is... Upper 6, lower 6.
Ah, exactly.
Right.
Lower 6, upper 6.
Right. So that's clear. That's CAPE.
Exactly.
And CSEC.
CSEC is the, well,
the governing.
5, exactly, for the Form 5 students.
So it's either, you could either say CSEC or CXC. Is the same thing?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you can use that interchangeably. But of course, the ideal CXC would be the entire CSEC and CAPE.
Right. CXC so CXC is the governing body for exactly. CSEC. So CSEC is the Form 5 exams that you will do at the end.
And CAPE
is the
correct.
Lower 6, upper 6
and
exams.
Six, yeah.
Now, let's talk about numerical and alphabetics. But before we do that, let me just remind our listeners, rather, that it's back to school time at True Value Supermarkets. They are giving you the chance to shop and win weekly prizes. So stock up on your school essentials, and you could win school bags, lunch bags, and stationery for all the new term. Hurry, this exciting promotion ends on September 8th, 2025. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram for a list of participating brands. True Value. Shop, save, smile. We take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we are chatting with the NT, the National Parent Teachers Association President, Mr. Walter Stewart. He's in the building.
Go big, go digital, go everywhere with the Big Board Company. With 18 high-impact digital billboard locations across the country, the Big Board Company puts your brand where it belongs, front and center. With state-of-the-art LED screens in the most high-traffic areas across the country, you are guaranteed to be seen. Get flexible scheduling, real-time updates, and the most eye-catching and dynamic visuals with free free artwork from local businesses to national brands. We bring reach and visibility like nobody else does. 18 locations, endless possibilities. Advertise with the Big Board Company and get that big board impact. Call 368-3754 for more information.
When life throws the unexpected at you, fires, storms, accidents, you need an insurance partner you can trust. At Furness Anchorage General Insurance, we've got you covered. From homeowners insurance that protects your biggest investment to commercial coverage that keeps your business safe, we've got the right policy for you. Don't wait for a disaster to strike. Call Furness Anchorage General Insurance today for a free quote. Visit online now, because when it comes to protection, we've got you covered.
Every weekday morning, Tasca Martinez brings you the stories that matter to you. On The Human Impact, tackling the issues of the day, exploring health and wellness that hits home, diving into powerful features, bold opinions, and a book club that keeps you thinking. It's thoughtful, it's fearless, and it's yours. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Speak your mind, Trinidad and Tobago, and let's make it count. The Human Impact, only on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Engage with Davey on the all-new Talk Radio. Freedom 106.5.
24 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock this morning, we are chatting with the National Parent Teachers Association President, Mr. Walter Stewart. He's in the building. We're discussing CSEC and CAPE. Now, which one is numerical? Which one is alphabetical? In terms of grading.
Right, so the grade is numerical and the profile grades are alphabetical.
All right, so yeah. What one texter was saying is that under CXE,
right,
you get ones, twos, threes.
Correct.
And in the upper six, lower six, upper six, mm-hmm. those grades are alphabetical, A, B, C.
No, those grades are also numerical as well for CAPE. Yeah, okay. Unit 1 and Unit 2.
So both of them.
Exactly, yes, certainly. The profiles now, mm-hmm. don't be mixed up the profile. The profiles are alpha, all right?
So the profiles are alpha?
Yeah. They give you a guidance as to what the student has done. In other words, it deep dives the results that you see in the numerical order.
So you get a 1 in this subject.
Right, and it tells you now.
You get an A.
Exactly.
So it's a 1, it's a B.
Yeah, correct, exactly, yes.
And that's where the distinction, so what is, the distinction is what exactly?
Well, the distinction, I guess, would come out of what the profile,
says.
Whether,
so what gives you a distinction, a profile A?
Yeah, obviously, if you have all the A's in your profile.
That is a distinction.
Exactly, yeah.
And that would be for any particular subject area.
Yes, exactly.
Nice.
But the important thing to note, Davey, and of course, your listenership, will of course be the grading, grade 1 to 3 accepted at the CSEC level.
So at the CSEC level, for employment, grade 1 to 3 could be accepted. Considered a pass.
Correct.
It's accepted.
Yeah. I'm hoping that we can also delve a little bit into that as well. Because
of course, let's get into it now.
Good. There have been extremely good results at what we consider to be the key benchmark subjects this year. Key benchmark means it's the gold standard for certification. In other words, if you are to look for gainful employment or to matriculate to tertiary level, you must have 5 minimum, inclusive of English and mathematics. This year, regionally, we got 44% of our students who would have gained 5 subjects, including math and English. Last year, we got 41. So we upped by 3%, which is a really, really, really tremendous improvement in our results. That's regionally. Let me go to you now nationally. We are at the 51% level this year when it comes to the benchmark subjects, 5 subjects, including English and math. Extremely significant to note.
One thing I know from experience is that a person who's extremely good at English, I had a friend in school days, he was extremely good at math.
Good.
As a matter of fact, he got ones and he got profile A with distinctions in math.
Good.
But failed
English
yeah. at least 3 times.
Wow.
I talking with 4.
Wow.
For some reason, he couldn't pass English.
Yeah.
But brilliant. He's an accountant today.
Got you.
And
he has since passed English, of course.
Well, I would. I don't even. I think the last attempt, he got a 3.
Wow.
And I mean, he is a certified ICAT accountant.
Got you.
You know, and he's doing quite well. He's on his own. He was working for a company, and then he left, and he's doing accounting for various companies privately and stuff like that. So I asked him a day. I said, "So what going on with the English?" You know, and for me it's quite opposite. I do well with the English, right, but not with the maths.
Yeah. And of course we share the same, because I was very good at English, all A's, but of course I had some challenges.
I remember walking into, I went to St. Augustine doing lessons.
Right.
Extra classes, gotcha. And St. Augustine Girls High School, not St. Augustine Girls High School. There's this school in St. Augustine, the Eastern Main Road.
The Green Machine, is it?
The Green,
St. Augustine Secondary?
No. Oh. There's a Hindu school on the Eastern Main Road.
Lakshmi Girls?
Lakshmi.
Okay.
They were taking in students in extra classes on late evenings. Gotcha. And I remember doing trigonometry. And while sitting in the class, I'm saying to myself, what am I going to do with this trigs? I do.
Yeah.
And then sine, tangent, secos. What am I going to do with this?
I know. After you leave school.
When I finish with this, what? It came out?
Yeah.
I'll sort it out. Okay, and sure. Then while you speak. And then, you know, algebra. So let's shed some light, if you can, on the very importance of trigonometry, algebra, as part of the curriculum, other than just basic arithmetic math.
Got you.
See if you can
Got
shed you. Some light on that.
In the meantime. So what we want to emphasize, though, Davey, and your listenership, is the importance of getting our students very early in the game to be acclimatized and to like English and mathematics, numeracy and literacy. Because without a sound, solid foundation in these two basic subjects, it can spell, challenges for you forever. All right? So we want to inculcate those issues at the ECCE level, primary level, and take it into the secondary school level, so that all the other trigonometry and the algebra, etc., that you were speaking about would become normal and natural.
But how? But how is arithmetic coming normal and natural with algebra?
No, I'm saying because you will have an affinity with figures, because all of these will definitely be down to understanding figures and numbers. And once you have an affinity with those, call it what you may, it is definitely going to be down to your passing pure maths, additional maths, regular mathematics, etc.
What's the difference?
But I'm not familiar with the because I myself only did mathematics at school. But I'm sure that those who are more schooled than I am will be able to give you the difference in, of course, the trigonometry, the algebra, etc.
No, for me, I look at a question, and this is not bashing anyone. 4y minus x equals. And, you know, you get those type of things, and you want, for me, I still don't understand algebra. If I had to do algebra now, I would die.
Yeah.
They say, Davey, answer this algebra equation, or we shoot you, me. Shoot me, no, don't waste my time.
Let me just take you back on the distinction issue.
Let's talk about that.
Because parents are the ones who place the emphasis on distinction, but by and large, there are no distinctions at the CSEC level. You only consider from grade 1 to grade 3. And of course, at the CSEC level, and grade 1 to 5 at the CAPE level.
So grade 1
to 3 acceptable.
To 3.
Exactly. At the CSEC.
At the CSEC level, and grade 1 to 5.
At CAPE.
At CAPE. Exactly. CAPE is upper 6, lower 6.
Correct. Unit 1, unit 2.
Unit 1 and unit 2.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to do the two units?
Of course, it's compulsory. Yeah, once you enter CAPE, unit 1 is about like lower 6 in my time, and unit 2 is upper 6. Exactly. Yeah.
Hello, good morning. Hello? Good morning. All right. See, he was trying to reach me. If you want to get in on the conversation, 625-2257 and 627-3223. So, once you get into the cohorts of 1 and 2, you have to go through the two units.
Yes.
So, at the CSEC level, 1 to 3 is acceptable. Yes. And at the CAPE level, 1 to 5 is acceptable.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Davey.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Walter and Mr. Morales.
This is a regular. Yeah, good morning, Mr. Morales. How are you doing?
Hey, all right. You know, Mr. Davey, to touch on the algebra and so on, right? I ask myself that same question, too. And the thing about it, the understanding is you're trying to get a particular level of reasoning then. So I want to assume after you have passed in individual studies, I will put the intricacies in solving problems, they have a particular level of reasoning to kind of like to fit into society. And remember, you have to communicate and you have to interact with people. Mm-hmm. So you need to have a level of reasoning where you expect somebody in an office you know, if you have some little issue to fly in a radio, cup down somebody. So that is really basically my understanding of having that. Eh? But in my day, I find out, but that, when are you going to use that extra account on a mass teacher? That is my take on that aspect of it. Eh?
All right.
Have a blessed night.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And, you know, Walter, I think that is, I could agree with Morales because even in my time, as I mentioned a few last week, people who do exams successfully may not necessarily need that for a job that they are going to do in a company.
Correct.
Yeah. Unless they are specialized in a particular area.
Yeah.
But it tells the employer that you have the ability
and
to retain
discipline.
Information.
Discipline.
You have the discipline.
Correct. Yeah.
You have the ability to accept instructions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that comes with going through schooling and exams.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
For sure. I don't want you to miss one point, though, Jay, before we even go further. The students at the CSEC level who did the exams in 2025 came into school in 2020. Global pandemic. They were off physical face-to-face for almost 2 years, April 22, when we came out of the pandemic.
And that would be Form 1, Form 2.
Exactly. Critical foundation school.
Is true.
Yeah. And to have done so well, missing 2 years almost.
Yeah.
Behind
and
a screen.
And then still getting 51%.
Exactly.
Good point.
And this is highly commendable. And that's why I'm so proud of these students.
So, I mean, you know, I didn't even give that. Let me take this call. Hello, good morning. Good morning. All right, call me back, 65-2257. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a very good point, because when I was congratulating students and people were saying, I said, if the child didn't do too well, please, but they missed out
2 years,
of critical learning in that Form 1 and Form 2 era. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Davey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
With respect to the math, Davey, apart from your ability to, how do you call it? We needed Shakespeare going into a field of science, you would need the math.
Yes,
and
agreed.
Believe it or not, in everyday life, you could use math,
the
average, and so on. But if you were, for instance, to be making salt using the components, and you know, well, it's a 2-to-1, then you need to be able to say, well, if I have 10, then I need to use 20. And this is the simplest of two.
Yeah, you're correct.
Algebra and 2x plus 1 and all those things come into play. Even such simple things as making speed, how much miles per hour, converting to kilometers per hour and things like that. So maths is a foundation, is one of the most pure sciences. I love maths more than English, but that's a subjective thing.
It is.
Math every day. Thank you.
Yeah, and
whilst math might be the basics, the trigonometry in particular would refer to our employees who are in the engineering sector, for example. So they need that as a specialist area.
Exactly,
so it's very important.
Hey, Davey, good morning. Hey, I'm listening to you regarding math. I do computers, so we do use exponents in computers to for subnetting and for IP address. So it is used. Also, the trigonometry and the other types of math, it's not about using it in life. It's problem solving in life. The problems we have in life, we have to distinguish, we have to see where the issue is at. That's what the math does. It's not actually you use it in life, but it's a way of solving problems. Hope this helps.
Based on the profession.
And again, it does. I mean, you look at certain documentaries and you look at let's say a captain on a ship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That has to use to navigate longitude and latitude.
Right.
It's a mathematical thing.
Yeah.
Pilots, there's a subject in aviation and even on the seas where you have to do navigation.
Right.
is math.
Fantastic. Yeah.
You know, I was very bad at math, but I passed nav at 81%.
Mm, very good.
I don't know how I did it.
I
but I passed because maybe something I loved and I really wanted to do. So I sat down there and I went through it. I was nervous. But I was able to pass it.
Got you.
Great. Not even 81. I think it was 76%.
Oh, okay, but you passed.
I needed 70 to pass, and
right.
I think I got 76 on the nav. But the thing is, this texter that sent this voice note, he's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
the formulas in the math is what is necessary.
Definitely.
So before we wrap the interview, I mean, our time is creeping. 12 before, we have about 8 minutes. Well, 12 minutes before the time. Let's talk a little bit about some of the misconceptions of CSEC and KEEP.
With specific reference to?
Well, persons believe that, as you mentioned, three as a pass. There were persons who tell you three is only ones and twos. And then do they still have basic and general?
No, not as far as I'm aware, but they just have the grade one, two, and three, which many employers accept. They don't go beyond for the CSEC level, right?
Right, for the CSEC level. Yeah, but when you were doing the exams, I remember the teachers were checking you during your final year.
Right.
And they would ascertain or assess whether you can do this subject general or basic.
Does that
still exist? And what's the difference with the two?
Well, listen, I came out of the Cambridge London era. That's quite a long time ago. So I'm now navigating exactly through my daughters as well, through CSEC level. Mm-hmm. And when they did the CSEC level, our only concern was, are you grade one, grade two, or grade three for the CSEC?
And that was it. That.
Exactly.
Because I remember during my time, you was offered general proficiency or basic.
Okay.
But that depends on how you scored during the school term, form 4-5, reading up. The teacher would recommend sign up for this general and basic. So you have a one basic math.
Okay.
Or, you know, there was a difference. I don't know if it still exists today. Yeah. But given when you came out of it, you know, during my time, that was how it was.
Okay.
And it was actually on the CXC slip.
As well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You would see general.
Okay. Right.
And you would see basic.
Okay.
Whichever subject you would have done.
As I said, what we saw in the slips, I mean,
it's different.
Really, exactly.
It is absolutely different.
Yeah. You have the grade and you have the profile. Yeah.
That is so correct. Somebody's now messaging me. So you see, they're saying there is no basic anymore.
And, okay, fine.
All right, but I knew it existed.
In your time, in your era.
We need to keep students in school, but there's no more basic. So it's just, as you mentioned, it's just flat. Your advice to parents receiving the results of their children around this timing, what advice, especially for the parents whose children did not do as well as they probably would think. What advice?
And of course, I want to encourage all parents. The support and the encouragement you give to your children is very important, so that they might not have attained the results that you were expecting and looking forward to. Do not cause that to be a depression in the child's life. They can go and do it again. And of course, we want to encourage our parents to do that. And, of course, give them all the support, all the attention, all the love that they need, because it is not easy to navigate in the education system as we are presently under at this particular point in time.
And to the students that did these exams and, you know, what you get?
Right.
How is the NPTA addressing or assisting students with that if they did not score well? What advice?
Yeah.
I mean, we talk about the parents' aspects of things, and I remember it's like, doing the SEA, if you don't pass for a good school.
I know, that's it.
Let me take this call quick before we continue. Good morning.
Morning, David. Morning, David.
Morning.
One of the problems in primary school, and I agree 100% with you, guys, that children have to receive the proper foundation as early as possible before they move forward. Is, for instance, every student different, right? And some may understand the work faster than others.
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers are not picking up that the student not understanding the work, you know, they don't have time for it, and therefore there are children in secondary school right now who can't read and write in this country. I know at least two of them, and I'm not a teacher or anything like that, right? So how is the PTA going to address something as simple as this, but yet still it is the genesis of all the problems that go forward? I just know of it.
One of the things I want to mention, because I know that we have to wrap up, is that it is becoming extremely competitive out there with regards to the grading, especially at the CSEC level, and being able to go on to the CAPE level. Now, many schools are only accepting your grade ones. You must have a complete score of grade ones in order to get on to your CAPE subjects. And of course, it is probably opportune as well for many of our secondary schools to look at getting the grade, the unit one and unit two CAPE component. Because if your school doesn't carry a CAPE component or CAPE class, it is now difficult based upon the competition to enter another school and to do the CAPE examinations. So we want to ensure that many of our secondary schools, and I want to appeal to the Ministry of Education to look at that, many of our secondary schools are armed with the CAPE component of our classroom system.
Because that's a good point that you raised there, because you do secondary school in here.
Correct.
But you then have to apply there. Which over in this
highly
side.
Competitive, exactly. Because many of their students already at the grade one level. You know what I'm saying? And they will give preference, obviously,
to their students.
Exactly. Exactly.
If your school does not
carry
the CAPE
yeah.
program.
Yeah. Form 6 is considered. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was of the impression that all schools did it.
No, not at all. Not at all. We want to now encourage them to do that so that our students can find it easy ground to just transition from your Form 5 into your Form 6 in the same school.
Yeah, because I know students will have to leave. They're in one area in Rima, and then they're in Eldo next.
Ah, exactly.
And they had to go Augustine here, correct, and this yeah. one here to get this correct. Done. I often wondered why, but
yeah.
You now have shed some light
yeah,
on it.
Definitely. So it's something that we need to speak with the ministry concerning so that they can look at that.
Expectations for students going out into this new school term. I want to do it. I mean, we're coming back next week, we're talking to you, but right. as we're getting closer and closer to it, some of the expectations that you think students should be aware of in heading into this new school term.
We want them to expect a tranquil environment at the schools. We spoke last week, Davey, about our police officers being a part of our high-risk schools.
That is good.
And we want to ensure that the bullying, the school violence, the school indiscipline is considerably reduced. Because we want students to go out to school in a learning institution that is peaceful, comfortable, quiet, and is only fit for learning. Teaching and learning must only take place there, and there be no issues relating to indiscipline or school violence whatsoever. We want our students to go out with that expectation as one of the priority areas. The other one, of course, is school in a proper state of repairs. And of course, I mentioned to you last week that there are 278 schools to be repaired during Java.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in close communication with the ministry to ensure that these 278 schools can be completed. We only have 2 more weeks, Davey, after, because this is the 6th week. We have next week and the following week, and schools reopen on the 8th of September. We want to ensure that when students go out to these schools on the 8th of September, the schools are fit for purpose and ready to accept them clean and tidy.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Walter, I want to thank you so much,
Mr.
Stewart, yeah. for passing through here, and we look forward to another installation. I think it's very good that we make this this type of conversation happen on a Wednesdays. I am our listeners are thoroughly enjoying it. They're
great.
Thanking me.
Yeah.
I have to thank my producer as well
sure.
for the insight as mm-hmm. we collab mm-hmm. on a daily basis to get these guests in
yeah.
studio.
Mm-hmm.
And one person is saying to you, Walter, good interview, great information, but how do we get rid of bad teachers? Get rid of the bad teachers, please. What is considered
a
bad
bureaucracy.
Teacher?
Well, exactly. And there's a bureaucracy behind that as well, huh? You know?
Yeah, first of all, we have to identify what is a bad teacher.
Yeah, what's the criteria for considering the person
yeah,
bad?
What is a bad teacher? You know, and then we could say,
yeah.
we could say, all right, we'll get rid of the bad teacher, but we had to understand what is a bad teacher
exactly,
first.
Exactly, exactly.
You know,
so
with so much information out there, students are encouraged to study hard.
Sure.
All right. Okay, good to have you. Good to see you. I just something I had to adjust because I was catering for something else, but you know. Yeah. I was appraised. So it's good to see you.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.